We'll be back with brand new episodes of The Streets of Rock and Roll very soon. Right now, please enjoy a rebroadcast of this classic episode from the archives. Thanks for listening.
Access granted. Wow. It's cowboy time.
When I heard Ron Keel, I was like, whoa, no way. That can't be Keel. That can't be Ron Keel, the lead singer at Keel. You know, I was freaking out.
Because I want to be a cowboy, baby.
I am just a cowboy.
Cowboy.
Oh, man, it's always good to hear your voice on the radio. I know exactly what time it is. It's Ron Keel time!
Good morning, you sexy devil.
The boy is bound to get dirty when he's playing cowboy.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Eddie Trunk, and you're listening to my old buddy, the rock and roll outlaw, Ron Keel.
Welcome to the Streets of Rock and Roll with your host, Ron Keel.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's do this. Your fearless frontman, Ron Keel, the metal cowboy, reporting for dinner. Let's eat, y'all. Great show for you this week, as we are very proud to participate in and promote the coolest cookbook of all time, Rockin' Recipes for Autism. I want to read the description of the book right off the back cover. Have you ever wanted to have dinner with a rock star? Here's the next best thing. We have collected easy-to-make recipes from more than 50 world-famous rockers to bring their favorite meals directly from their dining table to yours. These fun, one-of-a-kind dishes include candid culinary stories alongside special family recipes and memorable meals from the road, all to benefit We Rock for Autism. Every purchase of Rockin' Recipes for Autism teaches you how to make delicious bites at home while taking a bite out of autism. I've got author Kenny Wilkerson on the program to talk about it in segment number two, and we'll feature music from some of the contributors to the project throughout this broadcast. Let's just open her up, shall we? The very first recipe is from bassist Phil Soussan. Obviously, a long career in rock and roll with Dio, Ozzy, and his current band Last in Line. Let's see if I can pronounce this. Mediterranean pan-seared branzino with anise, zucchini, and mini grains. Phil gets the first recipe in the book, and there's a long way to go from there, but let's go ahead and enjoy this fresh cut from Phil's band, Last in Line. Give up the ghost. Crank it up, people.
Get down. The circus is back in town.
Quiet Riot, and of course, our good friend Frankie Benali. Many of the artists featured in this cookbook are friends of mine, like Frankie. I've eaten some of their cooking, And this next guy, bassist Todd Chason from the band Tough. His dish of choice on page 82 is crispy, spicy chicken with salad greens and creamy Parmesan dressing. Sounds fantastic, dude. And Todd also runs an awesome food truck up in Ohio with guitarist Billy Morris that is called Smokin' Rock and Roll. Smokin' with no G on the end. Smokin' Rock and Roll. Find them on Facebook. I have personally eaten off that food truck, and those guys are serious about their grub, as Tough and frontman Stevie Richelle are serious about their American hair metal. Horns up for Tough, everybody.
Yeah!
You're not-
all you American hair fans need to pick up this cookbook at rockinrecipesforautism.com. Just around the bend, my discussion with the author, Kenny Wilkerson. Grab something and hold on. New rock is on the horizon from RFK Media. Live the Rock, Volume 1. 15 songs we love from artists we believe in. Featuring RFK Media recording artists The Fifth, Crashing Wayward, Ron Keel Band, also Pamela Moore, D.B. Bryant, Deirdre, Zam Trip, In Theory, Dogbone featuring Brian Jay and Dwayne Miller from Keel, from Australia, Sisters Doll, from Germany, Snakebite, from Brazil, Night Stinger, and special guest from That Metal Show, Don Jameson, and the new single from RFK All-Stars, American Thunder. Order your copy of Live the Rock now at livetherock.com.
Who I am, just like
The band is Nova Rex. The track is I Don't Know. And the bass player from Nova Rex, Kenny Wilkerson, is also the brains and the balls behind this new cookbook, Rockin' Recipes for Autism. And I've got him on the phone to talk about it. Hello, Kenny. Welcome to the streets of rock and roll.
Hey, Ron. Thanks for having me on, man. Really, really appreciate it.
My pleasure. And congratulations on the publication of the cookbook. I know you've worked long and hard on this project. There are some great recipes in the book, but my favorite page is the dedication on page 7. Talk about your son, Gunner, and how he inspired you to pursue this project.
I've been on the road for a long time, just out there in the gutters, living the dream, right? And I've met a lot of people along the line. And my son, who just is actually 18 now, but and it's my first and only son, so I noticed when he was 6 or 7, 8 years old, things were just a little different than the other kids. The way he was lining up his cars, he was getting upset. He would get overwhelmed by, you know, different locations and noise and things like that. And come to find out, he's has Asperger's, which is a form of autism, highly functioning. But so then I had my whole life changed. I had to figure out how not only to be a brand new father, but how to handle a kid with autism when I had no idea. They're all like snowflakes. They all have their own little different issues. So then it just, from that, I just put a cookbook together.
I want to plug the website again here and often. Rockin', that's no G, Rockin', recipesforautism.com. I'm speaking with the author, Kenny Wilkerson. Kenny, last time I was on tour down in Florida, I met up with the folks from We Rock for Autism. We raffled off an autographed guitar for the cause. This is an organization that hosts and attends various events and fundraisers each year to raise money for music therapy services. Talk about your relationship with the president and founder, Chris Wilson, and the decision to join forces with their cause and your cookbook.
Yeah, it worked out perfectly. You know, like I said, I just started collecting recipes kind of on the side, you know, and then I didn't really know what to do with them. But then I met with Chris, just like yourself. You know, I've seen him at all these different festivals, and I got to know him that way. And I, like I said, I ended up talking to him and understand why he was doing it. And the music therapy was just kind of in our wheelhouse anyways. You know, I know a lot of these kids, their brains are just wired a little different. My son, you know, he plays a few little instruments on his own, and I just thought it was a great cause. And I knew they were a legitimate 501c out of South Florida. So after I had a few recipes from some buddies, and then I had Chris as the charity, then the last year or so, I just really cranked out and reached out to rock and roll community like yourself. And I'm like, hey, you know, you guys want to, you know, a lot of people cook. You know, they think these rockers, all they do is just jump on stage for an hour and party. But believe it or not, a lot of these guys have families. A lot of the guys in the cookbook themselves are cooks. They've owned restaurants, still own restaurants, and it just worked out great. And fun. It's never been done before, by the way.
Beautiful package, man, and right. Really well done. Full-color photos, a nice hardbound edition, and you speak the truth when you talk about these guys and their love of the kitchen, because the first recipe in the book is Phil Soussan from Last in Line,
yep.
Ozzy and so forth.
Right.
And he's not only sporting a very classy recipe, but also his chef outfit as well.
You know, and the funny thing about Phil, I actually talked to him a couple days ago. He was the very first guy I got in the cookbook. So I put him a little personal note the other day. I was like, Phil, I just want to let you know that you're my first person and the last person to get the book, but I totally appreciate it, and great guy.
Oh.
And that's the thing about the rock and roll community, too. Everybody in that book, all nice guys. I totally appreciate them. They all had no problem donating to the cause, and like I said, there's a lot of good recipes. A lot of people ask me, oh, you know, is it this party stuff? Is there weed in it? You know, because I got chipped from Enough's Enough. That was the first joke, right? There's no pot brownies. These are legitimate recipes, you know. And then I got Steve Lukather, who has a son with autism. And then, you know, then I got Doug Aldridge. And I will tell you one thing, Ron. So I had a recipe that I was sitting in. I waited till the end because I didn't want to repeat any recipes, right? And you were one of the last guys I got in the book, believe it or not. And you had that, what is it called, Killer Chili?
Killer Chili,
like that.
Yeah.
I forgot the Killer Chili. I had a chili recipe. So I actually pulled my chili recipe out to put Ron Kill's chili recipe in there. And I just ended up doing a meatloaf one. So
yeah, you've got awesome. A great one in there. Your contribution is ain't easy being cheesy bacon meatloaf. I am going to cook that up, dude.
Yeah, no, it's tasty, man. It's rich and it's tasty. Yeah, and I just did the easy being cheesy. Believe it or not, Ron, what happened for me is back in 2010, I did a little like home video documentary in 2010 called Ain't Easy Being Cheesy, talking about the 80s metal, you know, with the makeup and the hair and all that. And the Netflix and documentary channel picked it up. So it was running for a few years.
Yeah, it Ain't Easy Being Cheesy. Great title for a documentary film about the 80s rock and your band, Nova Rex. And once again, some great recipes in the book. I especially like Don Dawkins' recipe. 6 ounces of Jack Daniels, add ice, grip firmly in right hand. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you're kidding.
Actually, Don contributed.
Hey, Don's a great chef. Don is a great chef, by the way.
His recipe is Rockin', R-O-K-K-E-N, Rockin' Ragu Sauce. It says, open jar, pour on noodles. I'm just kidding. Now, every time Don and I talk about each other, we end up doing a gig together the next month. So I'm just trying to do a stack the deck.
Oh, in my favor.
Exactly. Let's talk about food, man, since we're on the subject. Makes me hungry just flipping through these pages. How many of these recipes have you actually tried? And do you have any favorites besides your own and my killer chili?
Well, you know what? I'll be completely honest. I plan on doing your chili for tomorrow.
Right.
So
on.
That is a thing. But I got Daryl Dorr from Killer Dorr. She's got a shrimp pasta dish. I've eaten it. I've tried out Scott Bartlett from Saving Abel's guacamole. I think it's Stop Guac and Roll. But I've tried probably about, I would say honestly, about a quarter of them so far. And I've tried out what do you call it? The Ricky Rockets Black Queen Flyers.
That all sounds good, man.
There are some
highly recommended recipes in the book right there on page 58. There's the Ron Keel recipe for my killer chili. Highly recommend that. And rockers everywhere, you should order a copy of Rockin' Recipes for Autism.com. It's a great cause. It's a great cookbook. And in addition to the recipes, there's absolutely some killer photography as well. You could take your copy of the cookbook around to concerts and events and get it autographed by the chefs themselves.
Yeah, I see that kind of happening, and they've left actually a few blank pages in there for that. You know, the thing that I do like about the cookbook is it's a three-parter. You know, if you happen to like to cook, and the thing about cookbooks, they don't really expire, Ron. I mean, I've still got Martha Stewart and who's that Georgia girl that got in trouble? Paula Deen. I still got those cookbooks around. So a cookbook doesn't expire. And I thought, well, that's great. You know, so for people that like to cook, definitely there. Obviously, if you're fans of rock and roll, you want to see what Ron Keel cooks, or you want to see what Joey Allen from Warrant cooks, or Steve Lukather from Toto, that is a cool thing. And then just if you like to support autism, you know, they say 1 in 54 people in the U.S. have some form of that are on the spectrum for autism. It's a really big issue. Me, you know, with my son, I had no idea about any of that until he was born. And now I see that a lot of schools, a lot of people do not know how to handle these kids. And the thing is, they're all like snowflakes. They're not one kid is exactly the same. That's the problem. You know, they have like they'll have, you know, autism with ADHD or this or that. You know, some are nonverbal. You know, a lot of repetition. You know, my kid thinks outside the box all the time. Now, he's a little older, so I can handle him a little bit better now. But he made a comment one time, for instance, Arby's. You know the restaurant, the chain, right? Arby's. And he said, Dad, Arby's, roast beef. That's how they named it Arby's. And I was like, wow. Yeah, I wouldn't even have thought of that.
Yeah.
I mean, not that that's even true, but I'm just saying they think outside the box. And again, like I say, for me, with these kids, they're there. You know, like I said, even though they can't, you know, some of them can't speak or quite get out their emotions, inside their head, they're totally awake. I mean, they're there. So you just have to be patient, and it takes a certain person to be able to handle that. And then with the autistic community, it's definitely a club. You know, we all just, I used to go to school when I took him to high school, and I'd nod at the other parents because we all know what we're going through. You know, he didn't like tags or clothes or shoes or, you know, just all kinds of just different things.
Wow. My special guest this week, Kenny Wilkerson from Nova Rex and the author of Rockin' Recipes for Autism. He also hosts a radio show on FloridaManRadio.com, 105.5 FM in Orlando. And we're going to tag team today as I plan to come on your show this evening and promote the cookbook. Tell me about hosting your own show on Florida Man Radio.
Well, you know, What I was doing, I had a, with my partner there, G-Love, we were doing like an internet radio show for a couple years, and I was only coming in on Monday nights just calling buddies to come and interview them, you know, because everybody's looking for outlets, you know, especially now. There's a new station in town, it's in Orlando called Florida Man Radio. They've been around for just a little over a year. They have, like, we go on, and you probably know some of these guys too, the morning guys, Bubba the Love Sponge.
Oh, yeah.
You remember Bubba? Bubba's when it got busted with that whole Hulk Hogan thing. Remember all that?
That's right.
Well, I got Bubba the Love Sponge, and then after that, I got Shannon Burke, and a lot of people know Shannon Burke. And then we come on, we do the 7 p.m. slot on Monday through Friday. We've been doing it. This will be my third. This is the finish of our third month, and it's been fun. You know, the thing that I've learned about radio, and as you know, it's rock and roll, man. There ain't no difference.
That's right. We're putting on a show.
You have in rock and roll. Yeah, it's the same thing. It's just that you still got people that have issues, and it's just crazy. Rock and roll radio, I see a lot of musicians that go into radio, and I get it. So, but it's crazy. I don't know what's crazier, rock and roll or radio.
It's a blast.
But it's been a lot of fun.
You know, it's a blast. I'm looking forward to coming on your show this evening as well. Thanks for the opportunity to come on your station and your show and promote this cookbook. And thanks for all you're doing for research and awareness for autism. Best wishes from our family to you, your son Gunner, your entire family. Once again, rockin' without a G, rockinrecipesforautism.com. And I'll talk to you again very soon. Kenny, thanks again for coming on the show.
Ron, totally appreciate it, man. Talk to you soon.
You got it, man. Kenny Wilkerson, that's a good man and a good father right there. Back with more rock and more recipes right after this.
No matter where you are, the largest supplier of vintage vinyl records in the Midwest is just a click away at RochesterRecordsMN.com. Welcome back to the past at Rochester Records, specializing in new and vintage vinyl LPs, 45s, CDs, DVDs, and more. If you're in Minnesota or just passing through, you're going to love visiting the store in Rochester, Minnesota. If you're anywhere else, you can shop online at RochesterRecordsMN.com. That's Rochester Records, R-O-C-H-E-S-T-E-R, then M as in mayhem, the letter N as in now, RochesterRecordsMN.com. Welcome back to the past, the way it used to be, the way it should be, at Rochester Records.
We'll be back with brand new episodes of The Streets of Rock and Roll very soon. Right now, please enjoy a rebroadcast of this classic episode from the archives. Thanks for listening.
Street fight car crash, starting with a weapon. Street fight car crash.
back on the streets of rock and roll as we focus on this culinary cacophony of kick-ass concoctions. Say that twice. Rockin' Recipes for Autism, Volume 1. I hope there's a Volume 2 and 3. What a great book. Many of you have seen the movie Here I Go Again, and I think it's very cool that the cookbook contains recipes from the musicians that played on those soundtrack sessions. I produced that soundtrack EP, and I played bass on the tracks. Drummer Les Warner from The Cult, Steve Blaze from Lillian Axe, Stacey Blades from LA Guns, and vocalist Kyle Kruger, all those guys are cooking up some great licks in the film and on the soundtrack album, as well as this cookbook, Rockin' Recipes for Autism. Here's Bullet in the Chamber from the Here I Go Again movie soundtrack, Gone Again on the Streets of Rock and Roll.
Goodbye last forever.
What'd you say?
This is Rick Fox from Steeler, and you're on the Streets of Rock and Roll with Rockin' Ron Keel.
Bassist Rick Fox has a very healthy recipe in the book for his cabbage soup. And really, I'm going to try that and many more recipes that sound great in this all-star cookbook, Rockin' Recipes for Autism. Now, my label mate on High Vol Music, Rick Rule from Every Mother's Nightmare, EMN. Rick likes his music and his chow the Southern way. And his recipe for Southern chicken and dumplings on page 116 sounds fantastic, just like this cut from Every Mother's Nightmare. Blown away.
I might never find. And also in the window is just this ragged dream I've left out on the line. Now run away, and I steal the day, and I take the pain and keep on pushing. You know it's true, you know it's true. Changing, blown away.
those shattered lines leave two times I left behind. And there's faces in the window, and they fade with time, and all that's left here are the lines. Now run away, and I steal the day, and I take the pain and keep on pushing.
Are you hungry yet? If you enjoyed this edition of The Streets of Rock and Roll, you're going to love this book, Rockin' Recipes for Autism.com. I want to thank my guest, Kenny Wilkerson from Nova Rex, for coming on the show and especially for inviting me to contribute my killer chili recipe, and all the artists on the back cover, by the way. If you haven't seen the book, you should and you will. All the artists are featuring more than 50 rockin' recipes from members of blah, 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 Kix, The Cult, Dio, The Bullet Boys, Choir Boys, Y&T, whatever. And it doesn't say Ron Keel, it says Metal Cowboy. I think that's really cool. Bang Tango, Every Mother's Nightmare, Helix, Metal Cowboy, Nitro, blah, 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 and so on. But I'm not mentioned on the back cover, but it does say Metal Cowboy. I just like that part. Very cool. Thanks again, Kenny, for coming on the show. And you're a great guy, class act, and nothing but love for you and your family. WeRockForAutism.org. And thanks to the stations broadcasting this show. As always, links, airtimes, players, details, and such can be found on the radio show page at RonKeel.com. Join me for exclusive content at Patreon.com/RonKeel. And let's do this again very soon. Until then, live the rock, Sheldon!